When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, a special Football Friday before the Super Bowl. We're coming to you live from Franklin Square in New York. Deutsch Park is the place. Come on by if you're in the area. Let me tell you a quick story before we bring on Steve. I have had breakups, Peter, with women that did not affect me as much as Steve Young not being on the show.
Yeah. But that's also because you're dead inside, but yeah.
But I wasn't dead inside when it came to Steve.
No.
I mean, women that I spent 4 or 5 years with, we broke up, I was fine the next day.
Wow.
I still think about Steve not being on the show, or if it kills me.
Well, and I doubt Steve knows this, but he's probably hearing it on hold.
Right.
We complained about it. The fact that we couldn't have him on the show.
And we were shot down.
We complained. No, and then on the air, complained about it to probably an almost uncomfortable degree where we could have gotten in trouble.
Right.
But that's how much we love Steve, and we're bummed out that he wasn't on the show anymore.
But he's nice enough today to come on the show with us. Steve, I miss you so much. I mean, let's be honest.
This is the best. I just wanted to build some drama. Just show up the Friday before the Super Bowl so we can really get, make hay, man. I have missed the conversations, trust me. And very much, how much I always told you it felt like I was on the cathartic, and I was on the couch myself every time we talked, so I could get a little therapy. So you guys got some time to make up for and some therapy to do, so let's get at it.
But you know what, Steve? You really traded up because you had a long interview with Tom Brady, and I'm wondering, what's that like to the two Hall of Famers going? I mean, is he bringing up stuff to you that you go, wow, I didn't think of it that way? You think you're bringing that stuff up to him? What was that like?
Super interesting, because as we chatted, I was coming from a dynamic mobile mindset, and he was coming from, I need to, that ball's coming out, I'm not going to be able to run anywhere, and how do I get to the right answer before the snap of the ball? And I just thought it was, the conversation for me was super, super interesting. And I learned a lot having him, to be honest with you.
Do you think he's going to be a good broadcaster just from that talk, that he would be able to articulate that in the short amount of time between plays you get in a game?
You never know. I've noticed that people you thought would be great weren't great, and people you thought weren't going to be great were great. So it's like, it's just hard to know. So you do it, get in the groove of it, and that's also who you're with. And it takes some time, too, to pick out just get into the sing-song of what you're trying to get accomplished and what is too much information, and what is not enough, and getting that feel. But certainly, his understanding of the position, I could talk to him all day long.
Now, since we haven't gotten to the Super Bowl yet, Michael, let's stay off topic for a minute before we jump all the way in on Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
Steve, what did you make? You were always high on the guy and had a relationship with him. What did you make of the last year of Zach Wilson?
Well, I first of all, I admire his willingness and humility to take in his own mistakes, his own foibles, and then also take in and look around and see all of the mitigating, factors that caused some of the grief, and started to own it all. And so he grew up, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that he, I thought he was going to have a red shirt the year this year. And I saw Aaron just recently, we did last week, and we were talking about Zach and how disappointed Aaron was to get hurt, not only for himself, but for Zach as well, because he thought that would be a really important piece to his kind of development. And Aaron really came to like Zach and thought he could be a really good player. And so, I think that Zach's done, despite the things he hasn't done, he's done enough in my mind to at least deserve a shot somewhere to see if he can continue to grow and mature, because we've seen the talent. But and we could sit on the call and talk for 15 minutes about who's at fault, and I think the bottom line is Zach's at fault because the ball's in his hands and he's got to get it done. but recognize as well, like Aaron said, you know, there's a lot of work to do from top to bottom, from all the way to the top to the bottom, in getting people's mindsets kind of in a good place to go, you know, kind of attack the Everest, which is the Super Bowl.
Talking to Steve Young, the Hall of Fame quarterback here on the Michael Kay Show. Steve, we've been asking everybody that comes on this question, and, you know, I know you're close with the 49ers, and you've had conversations with Brock Purdy. Why are the 49ers favorite over the defending Super Bowl champion who are rolling out Patrick Mahomes, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever? How does it make sense? Do you see that they should be the favorite?
Well, I think you got to think about the 49ers of Thanksgiving. And I don't know if you remember talking, if you chat about the 49ers back then, but at that time, there was more than you've ever said, maybe in 25 years, a team that was so dominant and so for sure going to run the table. And I think there's still remnants of that. You certainly can't see the 49ers of Christmas Day with the Ravens and the mauling that happened there, and then obviously the last couple of weeks in the playoffs. If you take that in with where's that defense, where's the pass rush, where's the dynamic, where's the, you know, the constant, you know, the dynamic run to play action dominance to go up early and then and crush people at just out of halftime, like where is that? That hasn't happened. They've taken halves off both sides of the ball. They have not played up to their capability, but they have shown incredible grit to come back 24/7 and be able to do the things to, under duress at home to win football games. I mean, Jordan Love had him on the ropes. Jared Goff had him on the ropes and couldn't close it. So you're thinking of those games. I think a lot of people are thinking about the team that has to get it right at some point and get back to who they truly are, which is the dominant team. And if you say that team shows up, you know, Sunday, that team will maul everybody. And I think that's the only thing you can think of, because otherwise you'd be scared to death after what you saw in the last couple of weeks.
We had on Sal Palantonio previously, and he said nobody in the game has more pressure than Kyle Shanahan. And Steve, we know he's a brilliant offensive mind, but he has laid some eggs in big games. You know, he had a 10-point lead with about 8 minutes left in the Super Bowl. He was the offensive coordinator of a team that was up 28-3, got shut down the rest of the way. Does he have something to prove? Do you think he could be a big game coach like that?
Everybody, until you break it down, break down the door, has something to prove. And then when you break it down, you got to go break it down again. So it never ends. And so the idea that you, it was Bill Walsh that taught me, and we talked about the team, every year you want to set up base camp in the playoffs. That's your goal. And then you attack the summit. And you don't get there every year. We got there a lot of years, and we got it done. So certainly, it's not lost on Kyle, all of the things that have gone haywire, especially in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the one that everyone's going to remember forever, is that you're up in the Super Bowl like that. But, you know, until that happens, he's going to have that hanging around his neck, and he gets that. We all live it. We all live at the highest levels. If you want to hang around the upper echelon of any high-level, high-demand job, you're going to be, your expectations and the hurdles and the collars of weight that hang around, you're always going to be until you just knock them down. So, yeah, I mean, thanks, Sal, for the tip, you know. That was really, you know, of course, yes, all of it, every inch of it. And Kyle knows every inch of it and feels every inch of it. There's no question.
Well, that was a handful. I asked Sal Pal this earlier. Maybe I'm an idiot. Steve, I just get the sense that this game on Sunday is going to play out like a real heavyweight fight. Not a ton of feeling each other out. Let's get right into it. What do you expect from these two teams on Sunday?
It really, to me, depends on the front four of each. Now, the Chiefs had an injury in their front four. The reason why they were capable of, you know, rank and file knocking people around this year defensively is that they had such a great, it's a zone blitz dynamic where they're trying to confuse the quarterback, have him feel pressure, yet play zone behind it. And the guys that have perfected it really do cause a lot of grief. But you really do the damage with four guys, and the 49ers have to figure out a way to put pressure on Patrick Mahomes with four guys, because if you bring five, the fifth guy is monumental to the opportunity that is created behind those five guys. And so if they can't pressure Patrick Mahomes early in the game with four guys and do it pretty intensely, then I think that shootout is real. And the way that they've been giving up the run is really what has shocked everybody in San Francisco. Like, wait a second, what are we doing? With the Lions running up and down the field, taking the lead that they did, felt so out of character and out of whack. And so what's the answer to that? And so if you have a defense that shows up on Sunday that does not rush the passer and put Patrick in a bind with four guys and that can stop the run pretty effectively, then it gets really tough.
Well, and if you were struggling the last couple of weeks with Detroit and Green Bay's running game, how much are you going to struggle with Pacheco and Patrick Mahomes' running game?
And that's why I think Michael's question is the right one. So wait a second, who's favored? What are we doing here?
Right.
And so
right.
I think there's an element of the superstars that have been collected, the greatest group of superstars in a couple of decades, all put one team, especially during free agency, just doesn't usually happen. You don't find two Hall of Fame running back and a tackle show up, and it just tips the scales in a way that no other team in the league is able to gather that much talent. And so that's what's driving so much of the anticipation from San Francisco, that with that talent, they were smashing people this year. And it looked like nobody could get in their way. And then suddenly after Christmas, things have gone a little bit more haywire.
Steve Young is our guest here on the Michael Kay Show. Steve, is it wrong of me not to be blown away by Brock Purdy's talent? I saw an interview that you did in the New York Post today where he's able to process things quickly, but when I pick apart, like if he was a Frankenstein monster, I don't think he has overwhelming talent. You know, he doesn't have the arm of a Mahomes. He doesn't have the escapability of a Steve Young. What makes him good?
So the superpower is what I told Mark Canizzaro over at the Post. Like, it is really his processing ability and his presence. He is a calming mind in the fray. It's just how he's built. It's who he is. Most people, when adrenaline runs, their mind shallows and things get tougher, and it just doesn't happen to him. So he's one of the guys that responds in a unique way. And then he owns the data. He's put an incredible amount of time. He has the brain power to put the data in his mind and have a reflexive recall, and then uses it to be an incredible processor. And you've heard that talked about in quarterbacks. That's what we need, processing power, processing power, processing power. Well, this is one of his superpowers. To your point, Brock will tell you, he told you after the game when he was up on the podium after the championship game, I'm not the biggest, I'm not the strongest, I'm not the fastest. Like, not all of that is very, very true. So if he's asked to do those things that most of the prototype quarterbacks have to do today, stiff arm the defensive lineman, spin out, throw the ball back across the field 40 yards, find, you know, run down. Now, he spit out 50 yards, so you got to give him that, and I think he's going to have to do that again. But he's telling you already, Michael, that you're right. I don't have those capabilities. I do have a superpower, and I just need to lean into it. And I would tell him, don't look across the field at Patrick Mahomes. Don't watch Patrick Mahomes. And I don't think he will, because he's got to go do his game, which is I need to be 14 of 18, 16 right. of 20 at halftime for 180 yards, no interceptions, and maybe a touchdown or two. Like, that's what he did all season long, and so efficiently that he had perfect passer efficiency twice. Like, that's his superpower, when he's protected, when he's got this ability, these group of guys that are amazing to come out of the backfield or line up all over the field and then get the ball out. He's quick. He gets the ball out, Michael. Now, one of the counterpoints that's come since the Ravens game is that because the ball's coming out quickly, he processes so fast, what defense has started to do is, look, where he looks, he's throwing it because he's already processed it. He's not looking you off. He's going because that ball's coming up. So they started just watching his eyes and just running to it. Like, don't even defend it. Just run to where he's looking. And that started to become a problem, and I think that has been a problem. And I think that he's got to figure out what his next move off of his superpower is to work against, you know, dynamic NFL defenses that are trying to get a book on him. And so because he doesn't have those abilities, there are limitations to what his – he doesn't have all the answers to the test that Patrick has. Let's just be honest, right?
It's interesting, though, and this brings up another question that's probably like – it could be a four-hour show, but, I mean, you're talking about the superpower. Well, obviously, then, the NFL is not really processing what makes a quarterback great when they're seeing them come out of college. They're not. Because he was the last pick in the draft. Nobody saw, in all the Wonderlic tests and all the pro days, nobody saw that this guy could be this good. So there's a flaw there, too.
No question. And they're trying to find objective tests now to give to quarterbacks coming out of college that have more of an aptitude for processing. They're trying to break that code. They're getting a little bit closer. They are getting insights into their processing power. But still, I swear to you, I don't know that even the quarterback knows until he gets into the system, because you don't know the speed of the game as it incrementally speeds up, and you get, now you're driving 300 miles an hour instead of 240 miles an hour. That increment that you're processing, a lot of people fail, falter, they can't keep up. And so you can, until you get out on the field, a lot of times you draft a quarterback, you just don't know. And the quarterback doesn't know until he actually gets out there. And so it's just, until they get a perfect processing out in training camp, test them out the first year to find out, do you have the processing power? We pray you do. We don't know how to see it or make sure of it. We hope you do. Can you rise up to the speed and the athleticism of the pro game? And if they do, you're like, oh my gosh. And then you find a guy like Brock, he goes, oh no, I was actually be able to do this even faster if necessary. That's where it's like a little bit of a shock to the system, because they have no way to know. What they did know is the things that you see, right? And he's not that fast. He's not that big. He's not that strong. He's not like all the stuff that even he will admit. So there's no new news other than the processing expertise. You don't know until he comes out and he's like, oh my gosh, it's top of the heap. And that's what's the new news. That's the superpower.
Now, you don't have the LA Express to root for anymore. They don't exist. Tampa Bay didn't spend a lot of time. Sunday, are you really living and dying with the 49ers? Does it mean a lot to you that they win?
I really appreciate what Jed York over the years, what John Lynch has done recently, and what Kyle has done recently, have designed a team or brought a team together that was very resonant to me to where I, when I was there. This is leadership in the locker room, selflessly kind of seeking, the success of the team, the language around what Bill Walsh kind of started. And when I feel that, it feels so resonant that they become a part of our, who the 49ers are. If you're a 49er, this is a team this 49er team is very resonant to me as a 49er. So in that way, I very much want to see them pay it off. I want Kyle to pay it off. I want Jed to pay it off. I want John to pay it off. Like, what an amazing resume to be a Hall of Fame player and then go to the Super Bowl as a general manager. And then obviously with Brock and all the guys, they're just good guys. Christian McCaffrey, remember when there was the MVP talk at the end of the season, and I was like, it's Brock Purdy, and they asked Brock Purdy, well, no, it's Christian McCaffrey. And Christian McCaffrey, no, it's Trenton Williams. And it's like, these are the kind of guys that you want to cheer for. And so for me, this 49er team feels very familiar, and so that's a good thing.
And if Patrick Mahomes wins MVP, where are we starting to put him in this conversation of all-time greats?
Well, he's because Super Bowls do in some way determine it all. That's three as a young guy before 30 who can in this league now play till you're 40, 43. Tom played at 45 if you really want to if he stays healthy. And there's no reason why Patrick does not put himself at great risk. He can continue to do it. And then if Andy Reid, if they can stay together and Andy keeps coaching, when Tom won his seventh in Tampa, I just thought to myself, this is nutball stuff. This is crazy town. This is on Mars kind of stuff. And then I tell you, if he wins this weekend, I have to kind of rethink that. Like, I don't know that that's Mars anymore. Like, I think that Patrick Mahomes might be able to get there, which baffles the mind when Tom beat him.
Well, Mahomes, if he wins Sunday, Steve, that would be three at the age of 28, same as Tom. And then Tom went on a 10-year slump where he didn't win. So if they could keep grinding him out, maybe seven, it seems like insurmountable, but I guess
it's incredible.
There.
It seems incredible. But if he wins three already, you got to say to yourself, how is he not going to be? Because the truth of the matter of the game today, it's not like get a great defense and go to the Super Bowl. Those days are over. It's have one of five or six guys, including Josh Allen or Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow or Patrick. There's only four or five guys that can go to the Super Bowl that don't have the supreme, that have that incredible talent and ability that lead the league, and they're the prototype today. That prototype, he's going to be in that mix. If he can win a couple of playoff games every year, it's more likely, I'm saying, than it was at Tom Brady's probably harder to get to seven than the way it is today in the game today. Is actually maybe a little easier for Patrick just because of the nature of what the league looks like. The rule changes help the offense. Rule changes help the quarterback. And so in some ways, if he could win three already, and the way that's built today, you could see it getting there even quicker. You know,
if you were behind center, Steve, how would you attack a Spagnuolo defense? Because, you know, as a coordinator, you'd have to say he's kind of Hall of Fame-ish. You know, the one with the Giants, two with the Chiefs. If he wins Sunday, it'd be four Super Bowl rings as a D coordinator. What does he do that's so special, and how would you attack it?
Are you talking about Spagnuolo?
Yeah.
So he takes. Remember the old zone blitz back when the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 90s, and I think the Carolina Panthers started doing it. And so he's taking that to another level to create drama to the quarterback. I want the quarterback ill at ease, and I want linemen sure who's actually blitzing, who actually comes, who is the defensive lineman, who do I have? And he tries to create that as much as Kyle Shanahan tries to create before the snap of the ball to get as much information as he can out of the defense and put them at odds and put them at, you know, on their heels. That's what Spagnuolo does on the other side. He wants that quarterback to not, like, who is coming? And then when all of a sudden when they finally figure out who is coming and who the blitz is coming from, it ends up being only four guys, but it's four guys that didn't realize who the four were. And then behind it plays a zone defense that does a good job of not having a lot of holes. So there's not a lot of answers. So now you're on your heels as the line of scrimmage, and now you're trying to decipher through a zone coverage scheme that's like, well, where's the analysis? There's a defensive lineman in the middle of the field. And so I think he just tries to create that drama for the quarterback, and then they end up throwing people's chest, and then they say, well, then I can't do that. I'm going to take it. I'm going to try to drop it off. I'm going to make less risk. And then they just smother you. So I think he's done that for many years. He's very, very good at it. And I remember you know, coordinators back in the 90s and 2000s that were very similar that used this concept to cause a lot of grief.
Before we let you go, why do you think Lamar Jackson struggles in big games?
I don't want to. It's kind of like Kyle not winning the big one. It's kind of like I believe that Lamar is transitioning. You guys, we've talked about this. I'm so happy to be back with you on this subject. And how many times do we tell you that the Baltimore Ravens have damned Lamar Jackson with a sophisticated running game? They capitulated. They changed it. They were going to become a sophisticated passing team. They got him more assets outside. He tried to make the transition this year. I thought it was a successful beginning of the transition to have him be able to now be a sophisticated passer and could compete against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. And he could join that crew and then also keep all of his dynamic ability. That playoff game is an anomaly. It is a weird thing. I don't know how to explain it. You could explain it as, I can't win a big one. I'd rather leave that in abeyance right now. I'd want to leave that alone and just see the continued development of him as a sophisticated passer and see if he can't just lean in to become even a greater player next year and then finishing it so he can stop all the madness and the talk. Until he does, it'll be easy to just dismiss him. Like, well, he doesn't win the big game. Until you've changed that dynamic, you're stuck with it. He has that around his neck. He knows it. And he knew it before this, by the way. He talked about it. When you talk about the MVP, he's like, I don't care about that. I care about one thing. And that's just getting this weight around my neck off. And now it added a little bit more. But he's up to it. Let's see what he can get done next year.
You know, these 25 minutes, Peter, made me realize why I miss and love Steve Young so much.
He's the best.
Are you going to the game Sunday?
You guys might have heard that I coached flag football this fall with my girls
yes.
in high school, and yeah. And now they love football. So I wasn't going, and now the other days my girls are like, "We're going, right?" And I'm like, "No, honey, we're not going this year. We got it off. We're good." And I'm like, "No, we got it." So right now I'd say it's 50-50. We're not sure where it's house in the hole.
So when Steve Young, Super Bowl champion,
right, Hall of Famer,
MVP,
yeah,
when he decides last minute, I want to go to the Super Bowl. What phone call are you making there, Steve?
Do you call to Goodell? I mean, do you go to the top or what?
How does that work? Because you're going to end up in a suite somewhere.
I'll be part. They'll put me in a corner somewhere. I probably there's a couple of calls I'd probably make. There's a couple. Let's not. I haven't made them yet. So relax. I don't want to.
All right. We won't blow your spot
in Radio Land. It was like, oh my God, Steve Young hounding around. Watch out. Everyone.
I think Jed York's getting a call.
No, I think the Yorks are getting a call.
The Yorks are getting a call.
Everyone duck. Young's prowling.
Well, Steve, thanks for coming on. We really do appreciate it. And we have missed you.
Please tell me it can happen again. Please tell me it can happen again.
I think so, Steve. We hope so, man. You're the best.
All right, be well.
Much love, you guys.
All right, thank you. Same to you. That is Steve Young.
You're going to be all right?
Me?
Yeah, the rest of the show even is hard to do. Should we just replay Steve when we come back?
No. I like to, luxuriate in it.
So
we'll come back.
We'll break it down.
Right.
To a five. I may skip E&M and play Steve again.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
That's how strong I feel.
You got someplace to go?
No. I want to.
The inverted handshake?
I want to luxuriate in more Steve.
Woody Johnson said something yesterday. It's kind of curious.
Yeah, I heard.
That's the Woodster.
Not what you want.
No, it's not what you want. It's not what Jet fans want.
No.
All right, we'll come back with all of that. We're at Platt Deutsch Park here in Long Island.
However you say it.
A lot of people here. We appreciate everybody that's dropped by. Hope you're enjoying the show at home and on TV as well. We'll be back with more of your phone calls and Woody Johnson when we get back on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samuel Pain. Dr. Jay Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same-day and next-day appointments available. Go to SamuelPain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to SamuelPain.com now. Regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all of your favorite activities pain-free. Samuel Payne now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand-new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamuelPayne.com. You'll wish you met Dr. Shah sooner. Most major insurance are accepted.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. It's a Football Friday with the Michael K. Show, presented by Nissan and Bet365.
Well, over the past month, we've been giving our listeners boxes for the big game with a chance to win $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and a final score payout of $2,000. We're going to reveal the numbers for the NFC. Who's going to do that? We're revealing the numbers for the NFC?
I guess I'm doing it. It's one of my favorite things to do.
So how are you doing it?
I don't know. Do I have it yet? ENN? Here's what's going to happen.
You're going to do it at ENN.
Yeah, in ENN, they're going to hand me a list of numbers, and then I'm just going to call out random numbers.
Sounds like good use of ENN.
No, it's great. People love it. You know who appreciates it?
Who?
Only the people who win.
The 100 people that win.
100?
Well, it's 100 boxes.
But I'm not reading every number.
Yeah, you're reading 10 and 10.
Oh, it is? It's 10 and 10. So it affects 100 people because it's 10 times 10. I got it. Okay. First 10 were read this morning, so I only have to read the second 10. Got it. Okay.
The whole contest brought to you by Security Dodge. As Michelle Scalise says, come get some. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. For full contest details, go to superboxbonanza.com. All right, let's go back to the phones, 1-800-919-3776. And we'll go to Carmine in Englewood. Carmine.
Hey, Michael, Don, Peter, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. It was awesome to hear Boone yesterday and Steve Young today, which leads me to my point about guests. I know you guys don't like when callers try to program the show, but Michael, did you just drop randomly a few weeks ago, drop it, I can get judged anytime I want and never go back to it again?
Right. Yeah, he sort of but did. Why would I have him now? Now's not the time to have him. You have him when he's hit 30 home runs in the first 2 months when it's a bigger story.
I like what the caller's saying.
No, I don't like it at all. Carmine, you're a bad program. I wouldn't waste Aaron Judge for spring training. Thank you for the phone call. Spring training guest? For what? What does that do?
You had Aaron Boone yesterday.
Well, he's setting the tone for the whole season.
Got it.
Don't question me.
No, I mean, when you said last week, though, I can get Boone anytime, I thought,
get Boone, didn't I?
I mean, no, when you said I can get Judge anytime, I said, let's see.
What I was trying to prove was, I mean, smart teams make their great players available. I think the Knicks are hurting themselves, not giving us Brunson, not giving us Randall, not giving us Thibodeau, not giving us Rose. I think even the Yankees, who are the Yankees, they'll put their guests on, they'll put their people on.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's definitely something weird that we've seen with these other teams here.
JJ in North Carolina. JJ.
You know, I was just curious, because I'm a bit of a, just kind of a stupid, ridiculous thing, but I know we're kind of children here.
Sure we are.
When referring to the disgusting, sorry, Anthony, I love you, you're a great guy, but when referring to the facial hair or lack thereof under his chin, right? You guys are talking about
the filthy usage is what you're saying.
Right? Yeah, yeah. You're referring to how it's like it's funny that the two synonyms are pew and sick. So maybe when you're referring to it, just say pew sick. Like, you know, like huge, like instead of just saying toothpick, it's got to be.
JJ, who's writing your stuff, JJ?
Sick.
JJ, who's writing your stuff?
JJ has good stuff.
Yeah, but that wasn't
it's
it.
Me.
No, but
I told you it was going to be very ridiculous, but, you know, I'm just throwing
you know
it
what?
Out there.
You were spot on. Were spot on, JJ.
Now, listen, JJ, don't listen to Michael. I did point out that it is funny that pusick is pew and sick, but yeah. I don't know if it would work every time, JJ.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be kind of hard to. It's kind of stupid. When you were on the show with Bart and Han, Peter, and I brought up the fact that my girlfriend was studying abroad in Turks and Caicos this past semester.
Right.
you're wondering for a follow up when she comes back. Well, she's been back for about a few weeks and. It's actually like an insane experience. We got to go like diving in all these like oceans biology.
Does she seem different? You know, all that time in Turks and Caicos without somebody with bad puns. I mean, has she? You know, maybe she had too good of a time.
Well, no, she's not. I don't think she's like the going out type. She had she made a few friends. She was on the part where it's not very touristy. Well, no, women friends, Michael. All right,
she's not.
I don't think she like explored like that. I mean, I might
don't,
have, but
don't
not
worry
like
about.
Great.
Don't worry about Michael. If you listen to the show this week, you know he's a dinosaur. He doesn't understand these things.
That's right. I haven't really latched onto the thruple yet.
No, he's missing out. He's not understanding what you're living, JJ. Don't worry about it.
JJ's a good caller who borders on being insufferable.
But I like him.
You do?
I like the cut of his jib.
All right, so the occasional day I'll be off in the summer, have him as a co-host. PR and JJ.
You know what? I don't mind the sound of that.
See how that works out. Andre in Red Bank. Andre.
Hey, guys, can I join?
You may.
No, you know, I was just listening to Steve Young before, and, you know, this point's been made before in different ways, but it seems like the scouts really get caught up in the measurables, like hand size and height and, you know, arm strength. And obviously I'm not a scout or an expert, but the first time I saw Purdy, I was just really impressed with his poise. And I'm actually not, I mean, I still think the Chiefs are going to win, but Purdy, I've been impressed with right from the beginning about his poise, the way he surveyed the field, the way he's fearless, throwing into tight windows. And I just don't see how scouts could miss that. When the kid played, I think, 46 games at Iowa State, how did everybody miss that?
I don't know. I don't know if you heard the show yesterday, Andre, and it's a good question.
I did not
call. Well, we had on Lou Lamoriello. And listen, Peter knows this. I'm in on analytics. I'm down with analytics, as the kids say. But they lose it when there's something that's not a measurable. You can't measure heart. You can't measure the ability to process the information. They try to process the information stuff. That's the chasm in the brilliance of analytics, because if you can't measure the stomach, and I don't mean the size of the stomach, if you can't measure the guts and you can't measure the heart, can you really measure the player accurately?
What I think you're trying to say is, if you can't measure the cubes.
Well, I'm sure they try.
We've never seen the cube measurable, but that is a big piece of it, right?
It's a big piece, and that's why it's an inexact science.
Brock Purdy comes in a season in which there's no way he's expecting to play, ends up becoming the guy and going on a run that has now basically lasted 2 years.
Oh, it's been unbelievable.
If he doesn't get hurt in the championship game against Philadelphia, they likely win that game, and he's looking at back-to-back Super Bowls. So the fact that they're able to miss that, yeah, Michael, it shows just how fallible and imperfect the science is.
You know, let's take it to baseball. Every measurable that analytics want, Joey Gallo hit those measurables the way they want.
And then how'd he turn out?
But they couldn't measure how he would deal in New York. They couldn't measure how he would deal with pressure. They couldn't measure it. It's not measurable. And until they find something to measure that, it's still going to miss every now and then.
Yep.
The numbers are going to tell you a lot. It can't tell you everything.
And particularly in the playoffs. And that's something we've seen throughout this playoff. We have tried to measure and look at these games and look at numbers and guesstimate. And then what happens, Michael? In a pressure spot, the Chiefs just do the things that veteran champion teams do.
Absolutely. When we come back, we make the picks. Now, there's a lot less drama now because I've lost and you've won.
You're in last. I'm in first.
But nothing's going to change.
I do have Aaron Boone's pick. And it will be interesting to see where all four of us land on our picks, though.
I have Don's pick. He texted it to me.
Yep.
So we'll have that when we get back. For those that missed the beginning of the show, Don dealing with some family issues, nothing serious, but something he could not leave the house today. So we send our best wishes to him and the family and the kids, and hopefully he'll be back with us on Monday. But we'll be back with you in a couple of minutes when we return with our picks, and then ENN after that right here on YES and 98.7 ESPN.
All right, guys, not sure if you're aware, but the big game is coming up this Sunday. And when I say the big game, guys, you know what I'm talking about? The Super Bowl. Super Bowl 58. It's all about what you're going to eat, where you're going to watch, and who are you going to bet on. We're about to get into our picks right now. And you can end your season with a W or two or three, all right? Not only can you bet who's going to win Super Bowl 58, but FanDuel has bets for which players will score a touchdown, how many points will be scored, and so much more. New customers, join today, and you'll get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Peter to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/Peter. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL, 21 and over, and physically present in New York. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash! Fresh shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. These
pick up football.
Pick up football.
Are the Michael K. Show
pick 'em
pro picks.
3-3-3-3-3.
Well, the bottom line is Peter's the champion 2 years in a row. But we have, yeah, you give him a hand. Yeah.
You guys have Simply the Best over there? I would love one round of Simply the Best to close out the year.
Yeah, better than all the rest.
R.I.P. Tina.
Better than anyone.
Yeah, no, it was a good year. Two good years.
Yeah.
Gonna go for the old trifecta tomorrow. Get my Phil Jackson on. You know what I mean?
Tomorrow is Saturday.
Next year, not tomorrow. You get the idea.
So let me tell you this: a lot of pressure on you. If you don't win the Super Bowl, the whole thing is invalid.
Not heard that. Never heard that.
Because if the Yankees won 114 games in '98, didn't win the World Series, it wouldn't mean anything.
Yeah, it just doesn't work that way, though.
That's how it works in my mind.
No, you guys can't catch up. I have the most wins and the most points.
I know. Well, let me give you Don's point. His score, all right? He thinks he's going with the under. He didn't say that. His final score is 17-13 Niners.
I'll tell you what, it's kind of a repug. Kind of a repug pick from Don.
Why is that?
Well, 17-13, that's a letdown for this game. I mean, you know, Kansas City's defense is really good. As Sal Powell illustrated earlier, and so did Steve. The San Francisco defense has been suspect, so I would consider that to be a boring outcome.
Now,
I wonder if I influenced Don this week with all my spread talk, because he didn't seem in on the 49ers early in the week.
Jarrett McKinnon, questionable for the Super Bowl. Joe Thuney and Prince Tega Wanagogo are out. Thuney's a big loss, so that's the injuries. And by the way, speaking of injuries, the Knicks listing Isaiah Hartenstein as out tomorrow versus Indiana with an Achilles injury, and Brunson is listed as questionable.
Listen, you don't want to start like crying, but at the same time, it's rough. This has been like literally one after another, after another, after another. It's adding up.
All right, I'm going to take.
Let's get the other picks out of the way. How do you feel about that?
And before me?
Yeah, before us. Let's save us now.
All right,
we're the only ones here.
Who do you have?
I have Aaron Boone.
What does Aaron say?
Aaron sent me a gift.
Yeah.
Would you like to see it?
Let me see.
This is Boone's gift.
Okay. It's Taylor Swift, like, cheering.
Yes, it is Taylor Swift jumping up, nervous. He is going with the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's funny, that sort of, like, influenced me a little bit.
Well, what do we got for Incarcerated Bob?
I was like, do I really want to root for
Bob? Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I don't know. Bob gave me about 1,000 picks. Here they are, though. 49ers minus 2.
Okay.
49ers minus half a point in the first half. Pacheco over 66.5 yards. I love that.
I like that.
That's a nice one. George Kittle over 3.5 receptions. What are we missing?
What do you mean?
So San Francisco is favored, and the over-under for Kittle receptions only 3.5? Like, don't you think if San Francisco is to win this game, Kittle has 5-6 catches?
Well, maybe they're thinking if they're going to win the game, McCaffrey has to have a big game. And then they'll go with the wide receivers.
I guess so. And he also has the Chiefs-Niners over in the fourth quarter at 13.5. He believes it'll be a high-scoring fourth quarter. So, Michael, I'll go to you.
No, wait. Because everybody here, you're in for a treat. Because a lot of people hear it. Not many people see it. What's 45 say?
You really want to do this, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, of course.
Well, first of all, Bear is going with the Chiefs. Big Swifty.
Because there's no animal.
Yeah, he can't choose an animal. Let me think about what 45 had told me he liked for this game. Who is it again? The 49ers
and the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Yeah.
Michael, I'm going with the Chiefs. I'm going with the Chiefs. A lot of people don't know this. I'm a big Swifty. I love Taylor. Very talented Taylor. That's what I call her. And talented Taylor and talented Travis, they're going to beat up on the fragile 49ers. They're very fragile, mentally fragile, like Nancy Pelosi in the old city of San Francisco. So I'm going with the Chiefs.
Well, 45, I agree. I'm going with the Chiefs as well.
Wow, we agree on a lot, Michael. You'd be surprised.
And really, my pick last, you know, for the AFC Championship game has influenced me. I was stupid to pick against Mahomes. I think the only smart thing is to pick Mahomes, and if you lose, you lose. And you know what? The 49ers showed up. Mahomes is better than Brock Purdy. You heard something that Steve Young said that also influenced me. People have studied what Brock Purdy does. He locks in on a receiver. He's going to throw it. People are jumping routes. So he could throw a big interception that could result in a pick six. I just think Mahomes has been there, done that. This kind of stage is not going to really fluster him. So I think the Chiefs win by three. I'm going to say 27-24.
You took my score.
Did I?
Yeah. I already gave that today.
All right. 30-27.
Wow. Now what if you get it right?
Yeah.
I feel like such a lame-o.
You are a lame-o.
Thank you. I'm going to go with you. I'm back to the Chiefs. I've been back and forth all week. I feel bad. Like I sort of convinced Don to take the 49ers.
Right.
And then left the bandwagon. Even though the Vegas thing makes me think, like, what is it? Are the 49ers going to win? The defense has been suspect. The quarterback we know is a good quarterback, but one who's apt to make mistakes. He's up against one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, a guy who's going to end up being a top five quarterback in the history of the game. The Chiefs' defense has been fantastic. Really did a number on Lamar Jackson. You know Andy Reid can do a number with 2 weeks, right? I just think it's silly at this point to... Is there a world in which San Francisco wins? Absolutely. At this point, though, I've seen enough from Kansas City to not bet against them. The fact of the matter is, I've said this multiple times, if you look at the last month, okay, if you look at the course of the whole season, the 49ers were a better team than the Chiefs. But if you look at the playoffs, these are teams going different directions. I really do think the Chiefs have been heading in a better direction. I will take the Chiefs 27-24. And Aaron Boone, the manager of the New York Yankees, also said to me... He added, after he sent the picture of Taylor, he said, please stop with the if Purdy doesn't get hurt in the championship game, they likely win the game.
Yeah, too. He doesn't believe that. He thinks the Eagles still would have won.
They were losing and about to go down more to a great Eagles team in Philly. He said, let's change it. Let's say, how about it ruined any shot they had of coming back and upsetting the Eagles?
I've gotten that scolding from him, too, several times this year because I keep saying, you know, it'd be two Super Bowls in a row. He believes the Eagles would have won.
And no, listen, he's right. They may have.
But maybe the Eagles would have started to really stink right then, like they did
in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll say this. He's right. It's not a foregone conclusion. Purdy plays, they win. They certainly would have had a much better shot, though, if they had a quarterback who could physically throw a football. I will, and his score, by the way, 27-20 Chiefs. So everyone here, going Chiefs except Don and incarcerated Bob. Yeah.
So what is the spread that we have on ESPN Bet?
1.5.
1.5. So Bob says 2, right?
No, he had 1.5 as well.
Okay.
And half a point in the first half.
Gotcha. So there you have it, our final pick segment of the season. Hope everybody enjoys the Super Bowl, and hope everybody sticks around and enjoys ENN, because Peter's going to draw the numbers, too, for the Super Box Bonanza. So that'll happen in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about, if you're looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58, well, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. And with DraftKings same game parlays, everyone's got a shot at an even bigger win for Super Bowl 58. String together multiple bets from the big game for a shot at making your payday even sweeter. Chiefs or Niners, the choice is yours. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code EMPIRE. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets, only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with code EMPIRE. The crown is yours. You must be 21 plus, physically present in New York. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Well, from Thanksgiving all the way to the big game is typically a sports fan's season of eating, but now it's time to get ready for spring training.
Reach out to NJ Diet today. Their results are nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. With NJ Diet, you'll lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Contractually guaranteed. They use your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements that get your body into the fat burning zone. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. Lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's much quicker than the injections and safer too. NJ Diet is all natural, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, no shots. You even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Call 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET. Or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.